Time now for your letters. Our reflection last week on the 60th anniversary of the Battle of Iwo Jima and the raising of a flag over Mount Suribachi brought this letter from Dan Horn of Chesapeake, Virginia. That was the second flag raised. The first flag was raised hours before by a different group of participants and was also recorded on film. Someone made the decision that the first flag needed to be replaced. It was that second raising that has become for many the icon of Marine bravery. It's just a shame that the first flag raising never got the press that the next day's event did. Those first folks came under fire just seconds after the flag raising and are every bit as deserving of honor as the second group. Arthur Adams in Laurel, Maryland, wrote about my essay in which I said, I saw no need to reimagine, as the studio puts it, the Looney Tune characters to become sleek and futuristic. While I agree with you 100%, says Mr. Adams, I must take one slight issue with the commentary. You said that Bugs Bunny already had a superpower to make children laugh. Well, I'm 38 years old. There are few things in the world that can make me laugh more than Bugs Bunny. Bugs' superpower is undoubtedly to make people laugh no matter what their age. What a true gift that wacky wabbit has. Three cheers to Simon Singh, writes Kerry Klein in Bainbridge Island, Washington, in response to our interview last week, for his wonderfully honest answer to the question about why the origins of the universe is an urgently important issue for the average person. It isn't, he said. Mr. Singh's sense that neither he nor his work is at the very center of the universe was refreshing. By far, most of our mail last week was about my conversation with writer Roy Blunt Jr. about whether the word email should contain a hyphen. Many wrote with their own arguments either way, but it was this exchange with Mr. Blunt that caught many ears. Roy, are you a strunken white man?
Strunken white are a little fussy, but yeah, I am basically a strunken white man.
Yeah. Did I hear that right? Asked Jenny Hannibal in Shoreline, Washington. Did Scott Simon just call his guest a drunken white man? Lo and behold, soon after, one of them mentioned Strunk and White, the literary style guide. Now, personally, this is both a reminder of how entertaining it can be to have a hearing loss and also a reality check about what I'm missing when I can't hear what people are saying. So I finally made an appointment with my doctor to discuss hearing aids. Thanks for being the gentle nudge I needed. As Hannibal adds, I'm age 31 in case you thought hearing loss only affects the elderly. Okay, listen up, everybody. We welcome your letters here at wesat@npr.org. No hyphens, please. And remember to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.